148. Dreaming of a better life. A torn membrane can be a messy thing to mend, quite a menace, actually. Gregory Eklis said to himself, shaking his head as he tackled the customer's loudspeaker system. And besides, a task like this is the most menial type of work imaginable. There is very little merit in it. The sun had reached its meridian, and Greg was ready for his lunch break. He stepped outside and had a look at the Greenwich Observatory, the site of the zero meridian. The sight of that splendid building mesmerized him, and he began to philosophize. "If only I'd listened to my dad and become a merchant," he mused with regret. "Fate would surely be much more merciful to me than it is now. A life as a mercantile agent, that would be a good one. Sending memorandums, shipping merchandise around the world, arranging companies to merge, those were the kinds of activities Greg was daydreaming about. "What's on the menu today?" he inquired as he stepped into the Goose and Duck, his favorite pub in the area. "Food's off for the next 2 weeks." "The kitchen's being renovated," said Bridget, the barmaid. "Didn't you read the memo we sent you?" "I can't memorize every single memo I get in my email, especially if it's nothing memorable," Greg grumbled with discontent, and stepped back out of the pub. With a jolt, he realized that today was a memorable day. His father had passed away exactly 1 year ago, and at 3 o'clock there would be a memorial service. He quickly grabbed a sandwich at the shop next to the pub and rushed home, so as not to be late. He forgot all about that loudspeaker system with the torn membrane.